This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Union Cabinet chaired by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condemned the terrorist incident involving a car explosion in Delhi which claimed 8 lives and injured several others on Monday. The Cabinet adopted a resolution and expressed its profound grief with the loss of lives in Delhi blast. It observed 2 minutes silence in honour of the innocent lives lost. The Cabinet reaffirmed the government's steadfast resolve to safeguard the lives and well-being of all Indians, consistent with its enduring commitment to national security and the safety of every citizen. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting yesterday, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the Cabinet reiterated India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
The Cabinet unequivocally condemns this dastardly and cowardly act that has led to the loss of innocent lives. The Cabinet reiterates India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The Cabinet also recorded its appreciation for the statements of solidarity and support from many governments around the world.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has visited Lok Nayak Jayaprakash Narayan Hospital to meet the people injured in the car blast that occurred near Red Fort area in the national capital on Monday. The Prime Minister reached the hospital immediately after landing in Delhi following the conclusion of his two-day visit to Bhutan. Mr. Modi interacted with the injured and wished him a speedy recovery. He was also briefed by the officials and doctors at the hospital. National Investigation Agency NIA has conducted searches at 10 locations across 5 states in an Al-Qaeda Gujarat terror conspiracy case involving illegal Bangladeshi immigrants. The NIA teams yesterday conducted searches at premises linked with various suspects and their associates at the selected locations in the states of West Bengal, Tripura, Meghalaya, Haryana and Gujarat. The NIA said during the searches several digital devices and incriminating documents were seized during the searches and are being sent for forensic analysis. Union Cabinet has approved introduction of credit guarantee scheme for exporters CGSE for providing 100% credit guarantee coverage by National Credit Guarantee Trustee Company Limited, NCGTC, to member lending institutions, MLIs, for extending additional credit facilities up to 20,000 crore rupees to eligible exporters, including MSMEs. Briefing media, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the scheme shall be implemented by Department of Financial Services through NCGTC to provide additional credit support by MLIs to the eligible exporters, including MSMEs. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has met with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Canada. In a social media post yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar said during the meeting they discussed bilateral ties between India and US focusing on trade and supply chains. He informed that they also exchanged views on the Ukraine conflict, West Asia situation and Indo-Pacific. Dr. Jaishankar appreciated the US Secretary of State's condolences on the loss of lives in the Delhi blast incident. The Election Commission has informed that 37 crore enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of Special Intensive Revision SIR Phase 2 on 4th of this month. It is the 70% of the total 51 crore electors to be covered in this phase. Maximum of over 10 crore 80 lakh forms have been handed over in Uttar Pradesh. Over 6.8 crore forms have been given in West Bengal. India and Botswana has signed an MOU on cooperation in the healthcare and pharmaceutical sector. The pact will facilitate easy access to good quality and affordable Indian medicines to the citizens of Botswana. The agreement was signed following bilateral talks between President Draupadi Murmu and her Botswana counterpart Duma Boko and Gaborone. National Centre for Medium Range Weather Forecasting has organised a curtain raiser event in collaboration with Vigyan Bharati for the 11th India International Science Festival in Noida. According to the Ministry of Earth Sciences, the festival will be held on for 4 days in Chandigarh from the 6th of the next month. The programme aimed to ignite young minds towards scientific inquiry and innovation, underscoring India's commitment to promoting a culture of research, innovation and technological advancement. And that is the end of this news bulletin.